Plaything used?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Well, is a distinction made between homemade toys and store-bought toys?
Not anymore. But I, because there's not, just not any more homemade toys anymore.
Okay.
But a lot of them, they'll say, go, go in there where your playthings are. And that is used in place of toys. And I don't know exactly where the distinction, I mean, what would cause one mother or one parent or one person to use playthings and others to use toys.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression, I just knew it, or I just knew
sure,
it?
Sure, I just knew it was true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Which one did you give him? That's the one you
gave him.
Okay. What's a synonym for started?
Begun.
Okay. So you'd say, yesterday he what to talk? The child what to talk when he was 2 years old?
He begun to talk while he was 2 years old.
Did he run across? Yes, he...
He ran across.
Did he come over? Yes, he...
He came over.
Did you see him? Yes, I
saw him.
And if some men had been working on the road, you'd say, oh my, the road is all...
Tore up.
If your wife gave you, a sweater for your birthday or something, and you opened it up and you're real pleased, and she might say, oh, go ahead and...
Put it on.
You want to know which person did something, so you inquire, and the answer is, he's the one who...
Did it.
Somebody comes up to you and says, what's new? What do you say?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, suppose there's not anything at all new. What's new?
Nothing's new.
Okay. And so then the other person might say, oh, come now, there must be...
Something new.
Okay. I believe I'll take a walk because it's what? A nice day.
It's a nice sunny day.
Okay.
Or it's a pleasant night. Or it's a pleasant...
Well, now, what's the synonym for very? It's... I want to take a walk because it's something a nice day.
It's an unusually nice day.
There's one word though, beginning with an S.
A fine day.
No. It's S-U-C-H that I want you to pronounce.
F-U-C-H?
S.
Oh, it's such a nice day.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
If something has been there forever, you might say, why is what been there?
Well, it's always been there.
If somebody didn't do something accidentally, you'd say he did it?
Intentionally.
Okay.
Or on purpose.
Okay. Somebody asks you a question while you're reading, and you want to get across an affirmative answer, but you don't say yes. What
uh-huh.
might,
uh-huh.
And what about the negative?
Uh-huh.
If you don't, you might say, I don't know the answer to that, so I'm going to what? Him.
Going to ask him.
Okay. And so yesterday,
found out.
Yeah, we'll use the same word.
Oh. I asked him.
Did the little boys fight yesterday?
They fought.
Okay. Did he draw the picture? Yes, he...
He drew the picture.
Okay. Now, what's a word that means to lift something very heavy? A crane might be attached to this thing. What's the verb that means to lift something very heavy? To something it up in the air.
Verb.
Raise?
Yeah, there's another word there that begins with an H.
Heaved?
Yeah, that's, raised? Well, this is another one now.
Hold?
No, that's very close though. How about hoist?
Oh yeah, hoist, well, but we don't use hoist around here much.
Oh, you don't?
No, that's very close.
Well, would it be used at all?
Oh yeah, hoist.
What we're particularly interested in is whether it would be used to only to lift something very heavy, or whether it might be used for something light. But if
the only time you would hear a horse around here is he hoisted a cool drink, or he hoisted a beer, or the only time at a bar.
Uh-huh.
Now they would call the instrument the hoist, which raises it or lifts, would be the more common expression.
So it would be a noun then,
uh-huh.
but not usually a verb.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. If, for instance, when if they're working on the courthouse and they're lifting the weather vane they put up there, which was real heavy, they just lifted it up with a hoist.
Uh-huh.
And the hoist would be the machine which does the lifting.
Uh-huh.
But I don't ever recall you here the word horse uses a verb except in horse.
Okay. Well, I think that's the end of it.